famous Tysus. Tysus asked the Kasha, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that Losase is Deika, an Essay Deika Losase Sheshba, or is an Essay Deika a Losase Sheshba Kares? Pashib Shah, the Gemara is, the Gemara's Maskana is an Essay Deika Losase Sheshba Kares, so some people claim it's a Machlekes Rishonim. What the Gemara's Maskana is, I'll leave that for the Kiyas Seder. Where the Gemara and the Maskana come out, it essays Deicha Losase Shesh Bekaris or not. But the Gemara in the beginning definitely assumed that essay is not Deicha Losase Shesh Bekaris, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Taibis asks, why don't we learn out Amayle Yafina to this day, may essay to Yivam? So Deicha Losase Bekaris, Eish Yisrael. That's Taibis' Kasha. First line, that you shall learn out from Yivam. That essay is Deicha Losase Shesh Bekaris, because we see by Yivam, the mitzvah's essay of Yivam is Deicha the Eish Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanan already brings the keys that there are Rishonim that answer this kasha, that they say that it's no kasha, because by Yivam it's not Tachia. It's alumnus of Hutra. Since he brings a Ramah in Sanhedrin, and I don't think you people had it. So yeah, you didn't have it. But he also, in the next paragraph, which we skipped, he brings a Ramban, also says the same thing. What's the Yad Ramah's Raya that is Hutra? Brings the Rai from Bishniya. So he brings the Rai from Bishniya. So apparently, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, is that the Ramah, everyone apparently learns, seems, that everyone learns that Bishniya is Hutra. We find that once you do Yibum, you're allowed to stay married her forever and ever. And it seems, it's pretty clear from Tysus and Daf Chaf, our days, that Beriya Shnia has nothing to do with Essay Deicha Losase. That is a din of Hutra. Tysus also agrees to that. The Shaila is, that's a special pasuk of Nasa Ke Ishto, V'chol Davar. The Shaila is that a Gilui? It's according to Taibis, that's a special din that happens after you do Yibum. Before you do Yibum, we don't have this special Hutra that the Yad Ramah have. It's only after you do Yibum, then you get a Heter of Nasa Ke'ishto L'chol Dover, which is Matur L'gamri. While the Yad Ramah seems to feel that it's not two dinim, it's not before Yibum and after Yibum. But just like we find after Yibum, the Torah is Matar Biyashniya, and the Biyashniya, Shlishi, whatever, all the Biyas forever. So that shows that it's Hutra. So who are then before the Biya Rishayna is also Hutra. And Meda, Taitas has no Kasha. Okay. It's not necessarily Nogea, but it's Nogea for the Havana. It's a very important. It's not so clear what Shah in the Ramah Svara. And the people claim that the Rambam is like the Ramah too. But so there's two ways you can say the Ramah Svara. It's nothing to do with the Shir, but it's interesting, an interesting tangent. Is Shah in the Ramah that Avada, the reason, the motive, you know, there's Akash Baruch Hu, was Ramah saying that Akash Baruch Hu was not there? The reason why Akash Baruch Hu was not there was Hutra the Eish Yisrael was because it once misses Yibam. Now, there's a Sibas Yisr here, and really there should be Yisr, except the Mitzvah Yibam overrides it, except the Maisa, since Akash Baruch Hu was Eish Achacham Arayas Anayrad, and knows that he's going to want Mitzvah Yibam. So Hashem the Maisa never assert Eish Yisrael when there is a Mitzvah Yibum, when there's no children. So therefore, even though, like in Lomdus, the Sivas and Isser exist, but calls mind that the Maisa, the Isser, was never made. There's no Isser. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Esser Deichel also say. Esser Deichel also say is when there's an Isser. Here, there might be the Sivas and Isser, but the Maisa, Hashem never made the Isser. Well, the main problem in Aveira is not the Sivas and Isser. The main problem in Aveira is the fact that Hashem said, don't do it. So the Maisa, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he's going to want you to do Yibum, so Hashem never said, don't do it. So the Meira, the Aveira of an Eish Yisach, lost its Chol, of an Eish Yisach, Sheim Abanim, never got the Chomer. That's what it sounds like, the simple way the Yad Ramah is saying it. Is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu never the Maisa went ahead and said it's Aser, so why did Hashem say it's Aser? Because Hashem wanted it to see them. So therefore it doesn't have the Chomer of an Isser, so you can't learn out when you have an Essay Dech also say. There's a different way that some people say it, which is even much, you know, in a sense it makes a lot of sense, but I'm not sure if anyone, if this was Ramah saying, but other people say it, is that the whole Sivas says it doesn't apply. It's a lot, because the very fact that we see that there's a mitzvah Yibum shows, what causes a mitzvah Yibum? It's the Eish Yisach that causes a mitzvah Yibum. So we see that in this situation, the fact that you're an Eish Yisach is not a reason not to marry her, it's the davka reason yes to marry her. In other words, it's not that first shot is that really Eish Yisach is a reason why we shouldn't marry her. Except for Maisa, because Baruch Hu had also a reason why he wants you to marry her, and therefore he never put on the Isser. The second shot is even more broad than that the Eish Yisach is only a cause to answer you to marry her when there's Yesh Rabbanim. And Eish Yisach Shein Yesh Rabbanim is a different Metzias than Eish Yisach Shein Rabbanim. And Eish Yisach Shein Rabbanim, there's no reason not to marry her. Adarabba, the reason is yes to marry her. Okay. Anyway, those are two different versions of the Yad Ramah, but we're not doing the Yad Ramah. We're doing Tysus. So, the Tysus, it's important because in the Sfarim, they all say the Rambam Shita is like the Ramah, and since most people in the world learn Prinus time in the Rambam, so it's important, it's a very important Chakira in what's trying the Rambam. But not Nogea to our share. But so the Yad Ramah comes in and answers Tysus' Kasha, but since it's Hutra, and you can't learn out because it was never an Issa here. You don't need to see it. The problem is that Tosfos Zechariah also agrees that it's not true, because of the Beferish of Tosfos on Lamed Hey with Beis, that seems to say Beferish the same idea. He doesn't bring it from Biyashnia. Now, Biyashnia, the Ramaz Raya from Biyashnia, Tosfos seems to say is a special heter that comes in after you do Biyah. After you fulfill the mitzvah Yibum, there's this pasuk of Nasek Yishuv Bal Dover, so that's when there's a special heter kicks in. So the Ramah is right from Biyashniya, Tavis doesn't hold him. But the problem is that there seems to be a different Raya, which the Ramah didn't even bring, which Tavis the Pharish also is saying it's Hutra. Because we have the Gemara on Lamed Hema days. But there's a woman called the Mubaris. She's a woman of Mubaris, and then later she was Hipila. She miscarried. And if you did Yibum or Chalitza while she's Mubaris, so according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't work. Even though she was eventually miscarried, the Yibum or Chalitza doesn't work, and you have to do Yibum or Chalitza later when she is not pregnant. So apparently, if it doesn't work, that means you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, obviously. So Tavis asked Akasha, if it doesn't work, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, so why aren't you over in Isser Eish Yisach? It says in the Mishnah there, in the Gemara, you're not over in Isser Eish Yisach, according to Reish Lakish. Should be over in Isser Eish Yisach. So Tavis answers, it's just like Katan. That we have it in a Mishnah, Rabbi Kileka says it's a wrong page, it's a Kuf Yud Aleph. that a cousin abroad gedera tigayivento gedera tigadrenu, which tigadrenu means apparently Tosfos learned shot. It's really not the Farish and the Gemara so clear, but Tosfos learned shot that the zika doesn't go off yet, and they have to stay married until he becomes a gadol, and it's only after he becomes a gadol that he can do the mitzvah deal with her, which is maftir the zika, and if either her and the tzaris go free, but till then they don't go free. But he's allowed to stay married to her. So why you're allowed to stay married? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah, right? You didn't fulfill the mitzvah because you have to wait. You have to do tigadlena. So we see that this tzaris, that even though you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, there's no iser. So Tavis is going ahead, Parshiv Shan and Tavis, he's saying he's bringing a raya, just like we see by Katan. The Katan doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, there's no iser. This is before the fact. This is before he even does Yibum. Likewise, I'm Uberes, even though you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, there's no iser. So that means that Tavis holds that it's Hutra. In other words, we were saying that seemingly, if you have Artisis, Artisis seems to hold. Pashup Shan and Artisis is that Artisis argued with Ramah. Ramah brings a raya from Biyashmiya that it's Hutra even before you do Yibum, and therefore it has nothing to do with Asay Talakalalsa say. Pashup Shan and Taisis only hold after you do Yibum, you get a special Lundis of Nasek Yishalachal Dover, that's when the Hutra kicks in, but the Hutra doesn't come before it's Dechia. But it's a Beferish Taisis that even before you do Yibum, there's a Hutra. And even when you're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah's Hutra. So it's obviously not that it's not, you don't need a, it's not, a, it's, there's a Hutra here. So there's a, so what's Taisis is Kasha, the Ramah's right, even Taisis. Now there's Parshim Shan, the Machlaikas is a Tavis doesn't hold the Hutra, and the Ramah holds a Hutra, that's a Machlaikas, but we see it's not true, we see that Tavis also holds a Hutra. So this is Rav Ochanan's Kasha, in the first Rav Ochanan. So Rav Ochanan basically, so I don't know if it's so clear in the piece, but it's basically, he says that the Machlaikas, Tavis and the Ramah is not, is it Tachiyah or Hutra? Everybody agrees it's Hutra. The Machlokes is, can you learn out Tachiyah from Hutra or not? Taisa is old, maybe it's because they disagree what the Hutra means, maybe they disagree in our Hakir that we had in Hutra, don't know. But Taisa also agrees it's Hutra. Except he holds that Yesh Bechla Masai Yamana, that Hutra is just a super Tachiyah. Because what causes the Hutra? It's not Stam, the Torah was matter for no reason. It's because the Torah wanted the mitzvah Yibum, therefore the Torah was matter. Why was the Torah matter? So that's Rav Ochanan doesn't explain. Rav Nachum says it was necessary. It doesn't seem like Rav Ochanan agrees to what it was saying that, but whatever, it's not really relevant. We don't know why the Torah was matter. But the Torah, he says that the only reason why the Torah was matter is because the Torah wanted Mitzvah Yibum. The Hutra was a result of the Mitzvah Yibum. So you can make a Kaaba Vayner. Madaf Mitzvah Yibum is so strong that it can be Hutra. It can take off the Isser and be mapped to the Isser, even when you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because the Torah is going to want Mitzvah Yibum here, so the Torah just totally takes off this, and we want Mitzvah Yibum, so just forget the Isser. And even when you don't fulfill Mitzvah Yibum, there's no problem. So Madaf, the Torah does Hutra. It takes off the Isser, even when there's no Kiyam Mitzvah, they do Hutra, but it's because there's a Mitzvah Yibum, they're mapped there. So surely, there's the Chiyam. So that's Davis's Kasha, that we can learn out the Chia from Hutra, which means that it's a Machlokes Rishayim, according to the Ramah, according to Rav Ochanan. Can you learn out the Chia from Hutra? Davis holds you can. The Ramah and the Ramban holds you can't. And that's the basis of Davis's Kasha. And Rav Ochanan in Eis Gimel brings a Raya. That he's right, because he says that there is a shita that says that Klayim, Mitzitzis, etc. And yet we learn out essay Dechalosa say from Kalaim it says. So we see that you can learn out that there is such a sheet as we shine him that you can learn out Tuchia from Hutra. The only thing I didn't continue the quote here, he says that he doesn't understand the mice that you should learn out, you know, as grand, you know, should be able to learn out the Hutra. Why, you know, if we're learning out from Sitzis, and Sitzis is Hutra, so learn out Hutra. Why stop at the Chiyah? Enochinam Yesh B'chlam Masai Mada, but learn out the whole thing. So he says the Ramban asked Akasha, and he left the Shver. Okay? But he doesn't know the answer. But the Maisa, he says, the Maisa, you see, that is such a sheet of Zabainatam, that you can do such a thing, you can earn out the Chiyah from Hutra. And even though Ramban attacks the Rabbeinatam, we don't understand that what Rabbeinatam says. So therefore, that could be shot in our tises. Okay, that's the basic Rabba part. So, just, you know, you know, not, we're not starting up Rabba Chaim's fire. Rabba Chaim says that you can learn out to hear from Hutra. The Tosfos of Ada holds its Hutra, as we find on Lamed Hey. And Tosfos Kasha is granted as Hutra, but learn out to hear from Hutra. Okay. I would say that there's, you know, there are two Tuchukim in such a Pshat in Tosfos. First of all, it's Tosfos and Tosfos is Lashon. Because Targum says, "Amayda yafin de litzchi me esay de yibam the dachi also say the kares." According to Rabbi Chaim, he should have said, "Amayda yafin de litzchi me esay de yibam the hutter eitzes off the kares." Not exactly, you know, the language is not exactly right. It's not dachi; it's more than dachi. Okay, I don't know how strong of a kasha that is. And the second kasha is. Is that the Maisa, we find many Rishonim that go ahead and say that you can't learn Tachiyah from Hutra. Because since the Maisa is Hutra, the Torah never asked it, so it's much easier to be Daifet. So, in other words, part of the logic of the Yad Ramah Pashas is that part of the Chomer ben Isser is the fact that Hashem made it Aser. So if the Maisa, even though it seems like, you know, in a sense Hashem's doing more by Hutra, but it's also, it's less, because it's doing more. In other words, the Rabbi Chanan says, Yesh b'chlam masai mana. If Hashem's ready to be mad there, Hashem be ready to be daifa. But the Yad Ramah says, fakir, you're not doing more, you're doing less, because since you never made it answer, so you don't have, you're not being daifa so much. So, I think it's a little dachik. In other words, that you see that the Yad Ramah and the Ramban hold that as a Dabar Pashat, that you can't learn out Hutra, Tachiyah from Hutra. Rabbi Chanan, he hasn't been found really anyone the Farish that said that you could learn out Tachiyah from Hutra, except he has a Diyak, you know, it's because of the Kasha that sort of in it, that Ramban really left Sarachiyah. It's not exactly Ramban's Kasha, but it's included in the Ramban's Kasha. Perhaps so he's assuming Rabbeinatam must hold you could learn Tachiyah from Hutra. Because, and he's all this Mukhra from the Gemara of the Kalayim that sits us. But at least it's somewhat chaser in Tisus. In other words, it makes Tisus' question very weak. Tisus is asking a question. So when Tisus couldn't hear, you know, that this is a possibility that you can't learn Tachiyah from Hutra. In my Tosfos holds like Rabbeinatam Shita Kaloyim, so then you should have brought that Raya. In other words, it makes the way Rabbi Chanan is learning Tosfos makes Tosfos' Kasha a very weak question, because here there's a simple answer. Sure, that's what the Raman and the Ramban holds as a Pashas, but you can learn Tachiyah from Hutra. So Titus is disagreeing, so it's somewhat chaser. So, but Titus disagrees. So, if he wants to disagree, he should explain his question. Pashas is not a question. You can't, Tachiyah and Hutra are two separate things. So take this shahadith. When you're asking a question, the burden of proof is on the person who's asking the question. Titus is asking a kasha. You don't have to hear from a yibam. What's the question? Yibam is hutra. Well, Titus' sheet is that he disagrees with the Ramah, and he disagrees with the Ramban, and he holds you can learn the chiyah from hutra. Okay, so that's Titus' sheet. So he should be obligated to explain it. He should bring a raya. He should. There's a blatant weakness in Titus' kasha. So even if that's Titus' shita, maybe he has a raya from Sitzes. So bring the raya, speak it out. It's just so misleading. Titus says, well, why are they not? They're not from Yibam, which is Dachi. It's not true. Yibam's not Dachi. Yibam is Hutra. And there's a Svar and a Chadik. So it's a little Dachi, Rav Ochad. Little Dachi. Not the end of the world. Little Dachi. There we go back to Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan has, in the next Rav Ochanan, he has a problem. What's his problem? Is that there's a Rashi in the Kobe Zaharas Gimel Beis. There's a Rashi on Daf Nun Beis that says that when the Gemara says that Kedushin is not Taibes by Yavama. If you go ahead and you give a Yavama a ring, and you say, I ran with you graciously, she's not married, Midraisa, only Midrabad. If the Yavama gives her a ring, it says, I ran with you graciously. So Rashi says, the reason why Kedusha is not Taibes, because she's an Eshasaf, and Kedusha is not Taibes for an Eshasaf. Correct, Rav Ochanan, that what do you mean, she's an Eshasaf? It's Hutra. We have that cousin, a Mubaris, Titus Lamine, that proves Hutra. So the Eshasaf is off. There is no Eshasaf. Even if you do Bia not, any Bia you do, even if you're not doing a Bia of Yibam, even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah for whatever reason, because the cousin Mubaris is not fulfilling the mitzvah, and who had done a different way you don't fulfill the mitzvah. The Yisr is off. Torah never answered Eshasach Shein Obadim. And whether the motivation was because of Yibam, but Amaisa, Torah never answered. Torah was Hutra the Yisr. So the Torah was Hutra the Yisr. So why should it be that Kedusha is not Typhus? So Rav Ochanan comes along with a tremendous, with a Chiddush and Svari, has a beautiful Chakira, quotes it from Rav Shimon Shkap, Rav Ochanan's Rebbe, that he says, he has a chakira. Why is it that Kedushin is not Taifes in an Erva? Is it because, practically speaking, you're Aser? It's the Isser that makes Kedushin not Taifes? Or no, the Isser is only a simen to the Sivas Isser. And if there's an Isser, there's obviously a Sivas Isser. And it's a Sivas Isser that stops Kedushin from being Taifes. So he says, here's a raya that it's a Sivas Isser, because Eilachinami, the Mitzvah Yibam is Hutra, takes off the Isser, but you're still left with the Sivas Isser. And since you're still left with the Sivas Isser, so Kedushin can't be Taifes. Okay, that's Rav Ochanan. Very nice, Rav Ochanan. So I have a number of problems with this Rav Ochanan. A number of problems. First of all, if you're going to tell me that it's not the Isser that stops Kedushin from being Taifes, it's a Sivas Isser, and even by a Yavama, even though the Torah was Hutra the Isser, but the Torah was never Hutra the Sivas Isser is still there. Sivas Isser is still there. So then, why is, and that's why Kedusha's not Taifes, so why is Yibam Taifes? Yibam is also not Taifes and Chayve Krisis. Can't get a Kenyan Yibam and Chayve Krisis. The Gemara Das Chav, it's also governed by the same rules of Kedushin Taisin. So, Bishlamana, if you learn the simple way that the first Sahara, Blachana and Sakira, that it's the Isser that stops, the practical Isser that stops Kedushin from being Taifeis. And if you forgot about Rav Chanan's Kasha from Lamed Hay, and you learned the simple way that only it's Esrei Derech Halosa say, and it's only the Mitzvah Yibum which is mapped to the Isser, so then it's very good. If the Isser is Mutter for Yibum, because the Mitzvah Yibum is Daifah the Isser, it's not Mutter for Kedushin, because Kedushin is not Daifah the Isser. So it's very good that Kedushin is not Taifes and Yibum is Taifes. But if you're going to tell me that the Isser is Hutra completely, so Bain if you do Bia for Kedushin, Bain if you do Bias Yibum, it makes no difference. We sort of such a thing called Bias Yibum, right? In other words, it makes no difference. The Isser is Hutra. The Isser is Hutra. And there's no difference. But you have Shad as a Sivas Isser, and the Sivas Isser stops Kedushin. So if the Sivas Isser stops Kedushin, the Sivas Isser should stop Yibum. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference between Yibum and Kedushin? They both don't have an Isser, and they both have the Sivas Isser. And now you'll tell me. And don't know, you tell me, you flap in Rav Chaim, Tadeshasach is not an Erva, the Gabe Yibum, and you'll say, and therefore the Gabe Yibum, you don't even have a Sibas Isser. I don't think you could say that, because that would kill, then you're killing Tysus. Right? In other words, Tysus, who says, our Tysus, right? Our Tysus says that Mitzvah Yibum is using the system of Esrei Derech Halosa say. If you're gonna get rid of the Sibas Isser, then it has nothing to do with Esrei Derech Halosa say. The only way you can learn Pshat in our Tysus is that really there is a Sibas Isser, except that the Mitzvah Yibum takes it off. Rav Chanan, the same Shad and Taisus, that the Torah, even though the Sibas Seisr, right, that was our Chakir in the Yad Ramah, but Taisus, we had a Tzah in the Yad Ramah that Shad is that there's the Chlam no Sibas Seisr. We had another Shad in the Yad Ramah, there is a Sibas Seisr, but Hashem never answered it. Now Taisus, who learns that we can learn out from Mitzvah Yibum, that Esrei Derech Halosa, he obviously holds it to Sibas Isser. Rav Chanan Pshat in Taisus is Yesh Bechlam Masayimana. If the Torah does Hutra, then surely the Torah would do Tachiyah. He says, and that's Gubin HaMachleka as Taisus and the Yad Ramah. But that's only, that's Pshat is, that in order to do Hutra, you have to, the Sibas Isser is here, and you have to be Hutterit. So if you're being ready to be Hutra, you know there's a Sibas Isser, so you surely can do Tachiyah. But that means that our Taitas is clearly committed that there's a Sibas Isser. So the problem is, if there's a Sibas Isser, so then you should have a Kinyan Yibum. Rav Chanan wants to say, and there's a Rav Chanan is the Chayra, is Shver, is that he's saying that there's no Isser because it's Hutra, but there is a Sibas Isser. And the Sibas Isser is here, even the Gabi Yibum, our Raya, Tegas wants to learn how to say Derech Halosa say. So if there's no Isser, there's a Sibas Isser, so the Sibas Isser, just like the Sibas Isser blocks Kedushin, the Sibas Isser should block Yibum. What's the difference between Yibum and Kedushin? What's your start of Chadik? You know, there is a, something in a vacuum, you could answer Rav Chanan by saying that there's not even a Sibas Isser by Yibum. But that doesn't work with this crisis of Daf Gimel. See, I don't know Rav Chanan and Simon, you know, in this Simon test, I mean, Chari is working with Taisis. Rav Chanan and Simon in this Simon test, not Simon test, in the Simon Gimel, he's working with Taisis. I don't know which Rishami he's working with. I would assume he's working in Taisis. But his chiddush that Sivas Eisus stops Sivas Kedushin, I would assume he would have to be saying that by Yibam you don't even have a Sivas Eisus. And that doesn't fit into Taisus. Because if there's no Sivas Eisus, then there's no Zechiyah. You can't say Yesh Bechlam Asai Mana. You didn't have to do anything. There was never a Sivas Eisus in the first place. So the first problem I have in Rabbi Chaim is if he's right that the Sivas Eisus is what stops Tfisas Kedushin, so why doesn't Sivas Eisus stop Tfisas Yibum? Second question, a similar question, is that there's a famous Tfisas on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. It's one of the famous Tfisas in the Masechta, which I know the famous Tfisas, where Tfisas asked the Kasha. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva holds that even a Chayvei Lav is also Ein Kedushin Taisa. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you had a Lav, it would be a Psur Yibo. Tavis asks the Kasha, why should that be? Why don't we say Esay Doichel also say, and therefore you have Yibo? That's Tavis Kasha, the bottom Taisis. But his submission is a Kedusha, the figure of Kiva Abai. Called the Gipshira Shaft, the Chayvei Akiva, the Amar Kedusha, the Chayvei Lav, and Abnei Chalitza Yib. And then, no? The Tavis, the Riyah, might have been a Kiva, and I say, yes, and I'll give also say. According to Rabbi Chanan, Tavis is Kasha, makes absolutely no sense, because Tavis, Rabbi Chanan says the Tavis, that even when the Yisr is Hutra, since you still have Sibas and Yisr, Sibas and Yisr stops Sibas Kedushin. So Ben Kavachaymer, not that Sibas and Yisr stops Sibas Kedushin, so shorty Esay Daichel also say, well shorty still have Sibas and Yisr and stops Sibas Kedushin. So if you're a Bito, and the Bito has a mystical kayak of Lopasi Bar Kedushin, which stops Zikas Yibam and Chalitza, so what are they going to help me Esay Daichel also say? Esay Daichel also say is no better than Hutra. And the Rabbi Chanan says that even Hutra is still Ein Kedushin Taisin. So what is Esay going to Daichel also going to do for you? Doesn't make sense. So Enoch, it happens to be other Rishonim argue with Taisin. So again, maybe Rabbi Chanan is going with the other Rishonim. But Taisin is Shita. And David says that if Esay Daichel also say, then you would have Yibum, which Lechara means you would have Tfisas Kedushin, because if it's not Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Yibum. That's Lechara, I think. So obviously Taisus is not agreeing with Lechara. In other words, it seems pashtus that if you learn not like Rabbi Chanan, you learn that it's the Isser that makes the each Tfisas Kedushin, then everything is very good. Tavis and Daftas is saying Esay Daichel also there's no Isser, therefore the Kedushin should be Daifes. My other question, how come Kedushin not Tavis, but Yibam is Tavis? Because the Gavi Yibam there's no Isser. Only the Gavi Kedushin is an Isser. But Rabbi Chanan's problem is that even the Gavi Kedushin is no Isser because it's Hutra. So he asked the Mechadesh, but it's not the Isser, it's a Sivas Isser, so then it doesn't make sense. If it's a Sivas Isser, so it should carry over to Yibo. And two, then Esay Daichel also shouldn't help you. Okay. Now we continue with that same Rabbi Chanan. Not to continue, but Rabbi Chanan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanan continues in Ois Ches, and he says, according to Rashi, the Kedushin is not Taisei when you're in Eishes Af, because you're Eishes Af, so how come once you do Yibam and Chalitza, Kedushin is Taisei? So if you did Chalitza, then if you were married, Kedushin is Taisei, or if you did Yibam and you gave her a get, then you want to remarry her, Kedushin is Taisei. She's still that Eishes Af. So he says, the Akkorach of Tam, he should carry us a cause of Akkor Chalitza from Eishes Af with Gamri. Because that's already takes off the Yisr. So the Chayred this piece in Rabbi Chaim doesn't stem with the previous piece. Because the previous piece of Rabbi Chaim in Siman Gimel just got finished saying that even before Yibum the Isser is off, because it's Hutra, except that you have the Sibas Isser. So just because so even after Yibum, so you should still say, so what if the Isser is off? Tushin shouldn't be tied, it's got the Sibas Isser. So I guess Rabbi Chanan is going to, when he wrote, right? In other words, Rabbi Chanan is mechadesh that even before Yibum, the Yisr is off, practically speaking, it's Hutra. Nonetheless, Dushan is not Taifes, because Hutra doesn't stop Dushan from being, it's still Dushan is not Taifes, because you have to see this Yisr. So why does it help that after you marry her, it's Hutra? Because we learn out from a pasuk that it's Hutra. But you yourself, Rabbi Chanan, said even when it's Hutra, Kedusha is not tied, it's because of the Sibas Isser. So I guess what Rabbi Chanan would say is that, well, you know, again, the same idea we were saying before, is that there's two Hutras. Is that there's a Hutra before Yibam, that there's Hutra because of the mitzvah makes Hutra, and there the Sibas Isser still remains. It's just because of the mitzvah, the Torah is matter, is also Hutra. And then there's a Hutra after you do the mitzvah, where obviously the Sibas of mitzvah doesn't remain, there's no mitzvah anymore. So you can't say that if the Sibas Isser remains, so why would the Torah do Hutra? So it must be a Xeris Akasiv that did not even achieve a Sisser. Why should that be Xeris Akasiv? Because it can't be Hutra, because there's no mitzvah left to do the Hutra. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Chanan, I assume, would say that there's two levels of Hutra. There's Hutra before the mitzvah and Hutra after the mitzvah. Hutra before the mitzvah, the Hutra, there's really a Sibas Isser, and it's the mitzvah that brings about the Hutra. And then there's Hutra afterwards, which is obviously a higher level of Hutra. This is not even a Sibas Isser. How do we know? So he would probably, you know, I was going to ask him, Rabbi Chanan, how do you know? But he would probably say, because you can't say that the mitzvah brings about this Hutra, because there's no mitzvah anymore. So in the beginning, there was a mitzvah, so there was a mitzvah, so it made sense that, the, you know, you could say that the mitzvah caused the Hutra. But after you do be a Rishayna, there's no mitzvah anymore, so why should it be a Hutra? So it must be that the cloud is no Isser. So you don't even have the Sibas Isser. Okay, maybe it would work out. It's a little fluky. Like how mehechi taisi? How do you know that it's Xeris Akasiv? How do we know that the Xeris Akasiv? If we're already saying there's a Hutra before. So why should we assume that after Biyashniya it's a new Hutra? If it takes it to say that. If there's a, say there's only one Hutra, and that Hutra is before and after. Chazal, it comes according to Bukhan, Chazal went ahead somehow, and they assume that there are two different Hutras here. So they're perfect. Like, where did Chazal get that there are two Hutras? Again, Bishlama, if you didn't learn like Rabbi Chanan, so beforehand there was no Hutra. Okay, so afterwards there's a Hutra, there's one Hutra. But where does he know that there's two Hutras? Okay. And then the final kasha Rabbi Chanan asked, Rabbi Moshe asked, I found later that Rabbi Chanan asked it also. I was told. Rabbi Chanan asked if I didn't find it. It's the same, also this kasha, that there's a Gemara Mamites that Abba Shaul says that if there's a way to do the mitzvah Yibum, you have to do it the shame mitzvah. If you're Mechavein, the shame Noi, then it seems that the Abba Shaul says that the child is a mamzer. And it sounds like Pashav Shad is here over in Isserei Shasach. It could be it's a machloek as Rishonim, whether it's Derais or Rabban, it is or Isser, but there seems to be definitely people that learn Abba Shaul Kipshuto, that you're over in Isserei Shasach Derais. Definitely certain Rishonim. So the question is, why should it be over in Isserei Shasach? Why is it different than a katan and a muberes? Katan and muberes, they're not mekayim the mitzvah. They're not over in Isser. So that means because the Torah was matter. So he granted you're not over the Isser because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah because you did it a shame noise. You're also be matter. So it's either Rav Chaim and the Imre Moshe, they both say, you have to say that Abba Shaul will disagree with katan and muberes, which is a very big daifik. But okay. Anyway, so basically, I think the share is obvious. I think so. Is that Rav Chaim goes ahead, and it's like he started on a mahalas, and he gets himself more and more in trouble. But, okay, you know, he gives answers to all the problems. But it's all, at best, it's you know, what we call patchwork. And worse, we have kashas. We don't understand. We don't know how he answers Tzivos Daf Tes. We don't understand the split between Mitzvahs Yibum, between Yibum and Kedushin. But in other words, when you look at the total picture, all Rabbi Chanan's problems are based on one problem. In other words, if you would have taken away that Tzivos Alam and Hay other days, there wouldn't have been any problems. Everything would have been glad. Lamed Hey, Rav Chaim reads Tzivos Lamed Hey in the days, and everything's in steer to that Tzivos. So he goes in and he drains the whole world to fit into Lamed Hey in the days. Right? In other words, you see that what happened here. He has a Tzivos Lamed Hey in the days that basically, according to Rav Chaim, that says Hutra. So then he gets to our Tzivos and Naf Gimel. Tzivos asks Akasha, learn out Mitzvahs Yibum, Tzachiyah from Mitzvahs Yibum. How can you know? Mitzvahs Yibum is Hutra. So he has to say a Daichik. Tzivos holds, you can learn out Tzachiyah from Hutra. And the Daichik, we said the Russian and stuff. Then he has a problem, hey, then he has a different problem. If it's Hutra, so what shot in Rashi? On Nun Beis, and Rashi says Kedushin's not Tzivos, but it's Hutra, there's no problem. So at the Mechadesh, where you can have a Kedushin's not Tzivos, even when it's Hutra, to which we have our two problems. So why is Yibum Tzivos, and why what shot in Tzivos and not Tzivos? And then you have another thing, once now that he says that it's Hutra makes her a problem, and so they don't allow Tzivos Kedushin, so that causes a new problem. Well, Hutra doesn't allow Tzivos Kedushin, so why do you have Tzivos Kedushin after you do Yibum? So you have to say, well, there's two Hutras. And then you got a problem from Abba Shaul. How come Abba Shaul says the Oiver? I is Hutra. So all the problems are all based on the fact that because you say Hutra. So it seems to me that structurally it's much more mistabra. So instead of going ahead and doing all these, going through all Rav Chanan's tuchukim, which we don't fully understand them well, it would make much more sense to say just take one daichik. Rav Chanan is making, I would say, three or four tuchukim. He's being daichik, shad, and daichik, shav, gimel. To say a Tzivos, even though he says that it's Tzachiyah, he means it's Hutra, and he means you're going out Tzachiyah from Hutra. He's being Daichik Rashi that says that you can't, that Kedushin is not Tzivos because because it's an Isserei Shasach, and he's been saying it's because of the Siva, which runs into he doesn't say it's Daichik, but he's happy with that, but I think it's Daichik because then you have the problem, how come Yibum's different, and how do you understand Tzivos and Maftas? Then he has to be Daichik, once he's Mechayish Siva, that Siva stops, he has to be doichek, but Chazal somehow or another knew that after you do Yibum, it's a super hutra, and there are two different hutras, and Chazal knew that. Xeris Akasav, where is this Xeris Akasav? That it's a higher level hutra, Mehechi Taisi, make up the new Xeris Akasav. We don't like Xeris Akasavs. It's Xeris Akasav, that it's hutra, I agree, that's the Feirish, but Mehechi Taisi is Xeris Akasav, that's a new level of hutra. So it's a third darkik. And then he has a problem with Abishal, which is also because of the same problem. They're all because of his problem on Lamed Hei. So Chayra, it would be much more beneficial if we could go ahead and say a different shot and type us a Lamed Hei. Instead of saying so many different Kedushim, we would say one Kedush. To go ahead and change Shad and Taikas Alamed Hei and say there's no such Taisis and there really is no such thing of Hutra, which is really not so radical, because for sure Taikas and his Havamina didn't know Hutra. Right? Taikas Alamed Hei, according to Rav Ochara, and he asked Akasha, that means in his Havamina he never heard of Hutra. How did Taikas, what was Taikas' Havamina? You mean, no, according to Rav Ochanan, Taikas Alamed Hei is that his Hami, they didn't know Hutra, and his Maskari, the Chalish, is a whole new Yavamis. So you don't understand what happened. There's a system of Hutra. It's like very, Taikas in those few little words to say that Taikas is being a Chalish. That I changed the orb shot and what's happening by Yibam, it's Aptachia, it's Hutra, and there's a lumbus of Hutra, and that's all in this sizes. So that's somewhat, the Chayra seemingly a little causes. So I would rather say that obviously Tigris and his Hamina did not hold the Hutra. Tigris and his Hamina was learning its Tachia. Taikas Alamed Hei Medeis. So if we could figure out a different shot in Taikas' Maskana, that Taikas' Maskana is also agreeing that it's Tachia, so then there's no problems anymore. Because our Taikas is simple. Our Taikas is saying that it's Tachia. That's how Taikas learned. So Machlokes, our Taikas and the Ramah, whether it's Tachia or Hutra. One, that's the simple Machlokes. Napshat, the Machlokes is in Lomdes, but you can learn out in others. According to Rav Ochanan, there's a universal Shas Machlokes in the Lomdes of Esay Deichalosa saying, can you learn out Tachia from Hutra or not? The Machlokes is whether this is Yibam is Tachia or not. The Ramah holds Yibam is Hutra, and Taikas holds Yibam is Tachia, like Taikas seems to say on Daf Gimel. So Daf Gimel is glap. Rashi is glap. Kedushin is not Taifes because it's only the Gabi Yib Kedushin. There isn't a Serbia. It's only Harai. That's Gufa Y. It's like, yeah, we have a show. It's simple because it's only Tachia. And that's not Yibum. That's not Yibum. So there's an Eshetach. We made also Kedushin is not Taifes because it's only Yibum that's matter. Even if Lu Yitzur, every time you do Bia, you end up doing Yibum, but the Maisa, it's only Yibum that's matter. So if Lu Yitzur, there'd be a Bia's Kedushin. Lu Yitzur, you could do it and you'd be like Abishol. It'd be an Yitzur Eshetach. So Kedushin can't be Taifes. Only Yibum can be Taifes. Right, Taisus and Daf says is very good, because if Esay Taichalal says say, so you take off the Yisr, so then the Kedushin is Taifes, everything's Taifes. And Abishol is good, and Acher B'Yishniya, there it is Hutra, that's clear, that's there because it's Hutra, like one day was a cause of the Hutra, and that's why Kedushin is Taifes. Right, so if you would learn Shat in Taisus, that it's Hutra, that Taikas is not saying Hutra, then everything is easy. It's just an interesting bikias, which I didn't put down, is that, what? Except for Lamed Hei Beis. So if you could somehow or another forget about Taikas, Lamed Hei Beis, which is, there's an interesting, there's a Sam Sefer that I found, that Sam Sefer says, is a very fascinating bikias. That there's a din in Kedushin that if you're Mekadosh and Isha, you have to have Eidim Nekiyim HaDavar. So there's a shayla in the Achronim, do you have to do Yibum in front of Eidim to Kiyum HaDaber? So it's not mentioned anywhere in the Masechta that you need Eidim to Kiyum HaDaber for Yibum. So Pashtus, it's only, you don't need Eidim to Kiyum HaDaber. But there are apparently people that say no, that we know Ein Dorash Erepachos Mishnayim. It's a rule that any time you make any chalois in a davar shebi'erva, whether it's kedushin or get, you need eidim nekima davar, and therefore they insist that according to the rules in Shas, yibum also must have need eidim nekima davar, and even though the doesn't mention, you need eidim nekima davar. So Sarav Seifer says that's how he passes, I believe. And he said that if you don't have eidim nekima davar, you're over the eishasach. Because that's, you know, that's exactly like we're saying. In other words, you see, Pashup Shach and Abishol is that you don't fulfill the mitzvah's Yibum, you're Ivan Isra'esh Yisach. So it's not just an Abishol. It's Huadin, not in us. If we have, you know, if you don't have Eidin the Kiyum HaDaber, so you also don't fulfill the mitzvah's Yibum. You know, there's that with this also, that's not like Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim there in Zenit Sutra, there'll be no Isra'esh Yisach.
The mitzvah's Yibum has to be that you're going to be focused.
Yeah, right. That's what he's assuming. That's what he's assuming of Sam Seifer. Okay, maybe Enochinami will question that. Okay, you're right. But on this point, and he's also not learning like Rabbi Chai, just a Maisa. He's learning that there's no aid in the Kiyum HaDaber, therefore there's an Isra Yisach. Okay, anyway, we'll have to see. So the Maisa, so what comes out is that what we really have to do is we have to work on this Taisus to understand that little Taisus Alamed Heva days. I changed the Mar Makom for next year because found a better Mar Makom. So I want to do this a Rav Shimon, just one little Rav Shimon. It's not so little, but just one Rav Shimon. It could be we'll look at the Ritva too, but I'm not even sure. I'd rather do the Rav Shimon first. And so that's tomorrow. This is okay.